Real Housewives star Siggy Flicker. Most housewives throughout the franchise are Trump supporters, but stay silent to keep their jobs. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 24, 2022. Real Housewives of New Jersey star Siggy Flicker told Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe in a Friday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily that most of housewives throughout the franchise are Trump supporters. But in order to keep their jobs, they either stay silent or pretend to love President Joe Biden. I'm not a crier, but I cried all the time, because I hated every minute of being on that show. Flicker told Marlowe of her experience on Real Housewives. Imagine having to hang out with the liberal entertainment industry 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, she added. You're literally swimming in a swamp, and it is disgusting. There is nothing that I enjoyed about it. I couldn't wait to get out of there. Listen below. Flicker added that it wasn't because of the people at Bravo, they had nothing to do with the show. They hired the cast, and then they hired the production company. The production company was intolerable. Once they found out that I was a proud Trump supporter and a proud conservative, and I was not backing down from my views, they came at me in the editing room, the former Real Housewife of New Jersey explained. I had people, the cast people, my friends on the show say, Siggy, pretend you're a liberal, tell them you hate Donald Trump, and I said, I can't do it, Flicker said. And I want your viewers to understand, most of housewives throughout the franchise are Trump supporters, she disclosed. In order to keep their jobs, they don't talk about politics. And some of them, if they do talk about politics, they'll talk about their love for Biden. Flicker added in the liberal entertainment industry, I'm talking about A-listers, have called me. All Trump supporters. And they're quiet about it. In the editing room, Flicker explained, the production company would take a 5-hour scene, and they edit it into a 2-minute scene. You see it now with Piers Morgan and Donald Trump, she said. You can create any narrative you want when you don't show the viewers the full footage of what happened. On Wednesday, audio provided by former President Donald Trump's team to Breitbart News of the end of Trump's interview with Morgan revealed that Morgan and his team deceptively edited the interview to make it appear as though it was a contentious ending when it was not. It's a lot of showing reactions, and not the prior interactions. Flicker explained of the deceptive editing process. So I knew that my time on Housewives was going to be short-lived. Flicker, who is also a national spokesperson for Jexit, the Jewish exit of the Democrat Party, added that she feels comfortable speaking out about her conservative politics views, because I don't need the money, and I don't need the fame. For me, it was a point of, I've got to make a difference. I've got to go out there and at least get people to start opening up their minds and remembering that a nation that forgets its past has no future, she said. Flicker continued. I feel horrible when I look at my children and know that my future grandchildren are going to be growing up in something that is not America. Right now the landscape of America is being changed, and it's being watered down. I want people to realize that our unalienable rights come from God, not government. We need more God and less government. And the more that the radical left, which is the new Democrat Party, it never used to be like this. People need to realize it is no longer the party of JFK. It is no longer the party that believed in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, Flicker said. It is now a party of radicals and progressives that are destroying America. Earlier this year, Universal-owned Bravo fired Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star Jenny Wynn over posts she shared on social media calling out rioters, as well as the Marxist, far-left organization Black Lives Matter. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.